Mindfulness of breath and body practice. So beginning by choosing where you're going to do this practice, either a straight back chair or maybe a cushion on the ground, just making sure you're going to be comfortable for the practice, having your back self-supporting if this is okay, making sure your hips are higher than your knees to reduce any pressure on the lower back. And if you need to do this practice lying down or standing up, then that's fine too. I'll be guiding it from a seated posture. So settling into your seats. And beginning by just really feeling the sensations of contact between your body and the ground and your body in the chair or the cushion. Either closing your eyes or lowering the gaze, settling into the body, becoming aware of those sensations that let you know that your feet are in contact with the ground, that your body is supported by the chair or the cushion. So feeling the cells of the body settling in, settling down. And then bringing your awareness more firmly into your feet, to the soles of your feet. Noticing any sensations of pressure here as the weight of the legs go down through the feet. Noticing the play of sensation here. Noticing any warmth or coolness in the feet. Any buzzing, tingling sensations in the feet. Maybe there are no sensations in the feet right now, so that's fine. We're not trying to create any sensations, just allowing the awareness to linger around this area, around the whole of the feet, the toes, the upper feet, the soles of the feet. Just opening to any sensations you can feel here or to the absence of sensations. If your mind starts moving away, thinking about other things you could be doing, what comes next, memories of the day, this is just your mind doing what minds do, what minds are used to doing, getting busy, processing, planning. So each time we notice that the mind's moved away, we can just gently, firmly bring it back. There's no need for judgment or criticism or drama. This is not about doing it right or wrong. We can just notice that the mind's moved away and gently, firmly bring it back. Noticing the sensations in the feet and the ankles. And gently moving up to the legs now, just noticing any sensations in the legs, contact with clothing around the lower legs, the knees, feeling the sensations in the upper legs, any buzzing, tingling, noticing any tension, any sensations of ease. Moving up to the pelvic area, so if you're seated, just having an awareness of the sensations of pressure as your body weighs down on the chair or the cushion. And moving up to the back, just aware of sensations around the spine. Just allowing the spine to naturally rise up. With its natural curves, we don't need to force a rigid posture. Sensing into the spine, the area around the spine. Maybe feeling some subtle sensations of movement in the lower back, the upper back as we breathe. And feeling the sensations in the front of the torso, the belly, the chest. Just feeling sensations in the shoulders, noticing any tension here. There's always the possibility of breathing into any areas of tension, maybe imagining the in-breath filling this area and the out-breath having a sense of softening and opening. Aware of the sensations in the right arm, the right hand, fingers. And the left arm, the left hand, the fingers. Aware of any sensations that are there, warmth, coolness, dryness, moisture. Coming up to the neck, the back of the head, and the forehead, noticing any tension here, around the eyes, the jaw. Just aware of all the sensations in the face, in the head, and then expanding your awareness now. So imagining the awareness maybe as like a spotlight on a torch. You can have a really narrow focus or a wider focus. So widening the focus now to include the whole of the body. The head, the shoulders, the arms, whole of the torso, the pelvic area, the legs, the feet in contact with the ground. Aware of all the sensations that let you know you have a body. Noticing as the mind moves away and just gently, firmly bringing it back each time. So you may have to do this many times during the practice, and that's okay. So each time you notice that the mind's moved away, this is a moment of mindfulness, aware of where the mind is. And then you get this choice, so you can continue with the thinking, the planning, the memories, the images. Or you can gently, firmly just unhook from that line of thinking, coming back into the body, aware of those sensations in the body. And then bringing the awareness more directly to the breath. Maybe noticing any sensations around the nostrils. As we breathe, feeling the temperature of the air on the in-breath, the temperature of the air on the out-breath. Maybe feeling the flow of air on the upper lip. You're moving down to the chest, just noticing any movements here as you breathe, a rising and a falling sensation, feeling the movement of the ribs. We don't need to breathe in any particular way, we're just allowing the breath to breathe itself and noticing the sensations. Changing pattern of movements within the body as we breathe. Moving down to the diaphragm now, that band of muscles underneath the ribs. Just noticing this movement here. So as we breathe in, there's a pushing down on the diaphragm. And as we breathe out, the diaphragm relaxes, rises back up. So this movement just happens by itself. We don't need any conscious involvement here. We're just noticing the movement as it happens. And then as the diaphragm pushes down on the in-breath, the belly's pushed out. And then as the diaphragm rises back up on the out-breath, the belly sinks back. So just noticing now the movements in the belly and the abdomen. Maybe placing a hand on the abdomen if that's helpful. Really focusing in on these sensations. Swelling on the in-breath, falling back on the out-breath. Just noticing if there's some tension holding in the belly. Just checking if it's okay to soften around this area, letting the belly hang out, hang loose. Feeling that gentle movement of the breath. Mind moves away, just gently bringing it back each time. Feeling the movements of the breath in the belly. And then as we come towards the end of the practice, bringing the awareness back down to the feet, feeling that contact with the ground, feeling the contact between the body and the chair or the cushion, with the breath there in the background, always available to us as an anchor, helping us, supporting us to feel maybe more stable, access a sense of stillness in the busyness of life. So if the eyes have been closed, just maybe starting to let in a little bit of light, just being gentle with yourselves as you come out of the practice. Noticing any effects of the practice, how you're feeling, energy levels, how your mind is. Noticing any joys, frustrations whilst doing the practice. You might want to write a few notes afterwards if this is helpful. And taking a couple more conscious breaths, and then moving on with the next moments of your day.